The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm here.
I know you're here, and I'm here, and I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And yes, we are here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning on WTBR 89.7 FM for your radio listening pleasure.
Ooh.
And we got so many emails that it was crazy. And thank you so much for all of your thoughts and your ideas. And yes, one of you asked if we had like texting available, or if you could contact us through the radio station, or do we have our own website? And the answers are no, 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 and no. Old-fashioned email, which is
working just fine.
Working just fine. And you can email us anytime at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And it's real simple to remember, because if you hear it enough, it sticks.
Stuff.
Yeah, stuff. Stuffing.
For us.
For. The number four or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
F-O-R. No numbers. stuffingforus@gmail.com.
You got it.
And we appreciate it. And thank you for those of you who said that they love the parade, although we have nothing to do with the parade, the 4th of July parade.
I saw some pictures. It was fabulous.
You know, I don't get to see it because I'm in it, but I did look on the Pittsfield Community TV website.
Yeah.
It plays right from the very beginning, the pre-show, interviews, and you know, they go right to the end, and it was a really good parade.
Unfortunately, it is not the biggest parade in the country.
It's not.
No, there's two others that are bigger.
Do you know where they are?
One is in Washington, D.C., and the other is in, I think, Alameda, California.
Well, that's understandable. Those are big places with lots of money.
Yep.
So I don't think that's so bad that we're number three.
It's not. It's not.
Not at all. And it was good.
I think this year was the best.
It was really good. I wish I could be two people and be able to sit and watch. The judging stand has, or the viewing stand, I mean, that's a great spot. They sit there right at Park Square. You've got the guys from WTBR are there.
Yeah.
From the Pittsfield Community TV. Bob was there. I don't remember the girl who was with him doing the announcing.
It wasn't Jody?
Yes. No, it wasn't our Jody. Oh. It was a young girl. Anyway, they did a good job.
Fantastic. I love the costumes.
The costumes were great.
The eagle.
The eagle was great. The dancing.
Yeah.
The dancing was great. Right from the kids to the Spanish, I don't know what that was,
with the dresses.
Beautiful dresses.
Yeah.
And it was really good, and it was hot, but people showed up.
Pittsfield should be very proud.
Very proud. It was very good. And if you have any thoughts of donating to the Pittsfield Parade for next year,
go ahead and do it.
Yeah. I know there's a committee. You probably can Google it, Pittsfield Parade Committee. And I know they also were saying that they needed new volunteers for the Pittsfield Parade Committee. Always want some new blood, right? New blood, new ideas, new stuff. New stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. All right. We're going to start with a quote.
And that is,
if you do something bad, make sure there's someone else around to blame. Now, don't take that literally.
Oh, I will.
I know a lot of kids that are twins might do that in a funny, mischievous way.
I can't imagine what one stuff they pull off.
Oh, yeah. And what do you have for us as far as a riddle?
A riddle. Three of them.
All right.
Number one. I am higher without a head. Yep.
Okay.
Number two, I have 13 hearts, but no lungs or stomach.
13 hearts, but no stomach. Okay.
And number three, now this is a tricky one. This is probably you'll get right now instead of waiting till the end. First, think of the color of the clouds. Next, think of the color of snow. Now think of the color of a bright full moon. Now answer quickly, what do cows drink?
Oh. Yeah, the first word that came to my head came quickly and too quickly because I didn't think about it. That's good. So I think I got number one. Don't know about number two. I know I got number three.
Yep.
And we will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show. That's right. There is a second half. And then you will get the answer at the end of the second half of the show. And we thought about giving away prizes, but
we don't have any. If you want to send us some prizes, I mean, we'll sell them to you.
Yeah, you can bring them right here to the station on Federico Drive. Yeah, can't miss it. Can't miss the door. All right. What are you talking about today?
How to beat the heat.
Oh, good.
I found some little ones that you may not have heard before and something that surprised me. So stay hydrated is the first one.
Always.
Experts generally recommend drinking around 9 cups of fluid a day for women and 13 cups for men. And a good rule of thumb, this is watch your urine.
Okay.
Pale yellow, you're all good. Darker than that, time to sip up. Crystal clear, you might be overdoing it.
Oh.
There is such a thing.
Oh. Well, isn't it a fact that you can drink so much you can drown your organs?
Wow.
I mean, you would have to drink a lot. I've never heard of anyone having that happen. But
I've heard of situations where that's happened, but not anybody I know.
I guess that would mean you didn't go to the potty if you left it all inside. Speaking of potty.
Yes.
I have a story.
About a potty?
Uh-huh. I have a story that I wanted to share about my trip to Tennessee.
Oh, dear.
So in my trip to Tennessee, I had a little episode where we got to Nashville, and I went to the restroom in a truck stop, and I fell, and I broke my wrist. I did an assessment, checking everything, you know, did my hip got hurt, but it was okay, my head up, but I was okay, my wrist, you know, I could move it.
Yeah.
And then we went on this awesome roller coaster where you hold the little handles and you can go as fast as you want. It was electric. It didn't make any noise. It was really good. It went up a mountain and around and pulled that thing with my wrist and pulled that little handle. And that night, my hand swelled up like a balloon and ended up going to, in pain, very painful.
Yeah.
Urgent care. So went to urgent care, and they said, oh, it's broken right off. You're going to need surgery. You need to go to an orthopedic surgeon. And I said, but I have things to do on vacation. I have stuff. Stuff to do. I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
So no, you really need to go to an orthopedic surgeon. So guess what they have in Nashville?
An orthopedic surgeon.
A walk-in. orthopedic surgeon. So I go to the walk-in orthopedic surgeon, and he says, yes, it's broken, but the bones will heal together and put me in this brace thing, and I'm good to go. But I had 3 days of pretty big swollen. You know what happens when your hand swells like that when you're older?
What?
All your wrinkles go away in your hand. Your hand looks like the hand of a baby, only a giant, giant baby. So I wrote a song. Yes?
Do you want to tell that before you tell the last part?
The last part about coming home?
And talking to a doctor.
Yeah. So I came home. I went to an orthopedic here because I needed to follow up. I brought my x-ray there. And they re-x-rayed me and said, you didn't break it at all. You tore a ligament. The bone pulled the ligament when you fell. So I thought, wow, great. So he said, just take, you know, be easy on it. It takes time to heal. You don't have to have the cast on. So off I went kayaking.
Taking it easy.
Yeah. I went kayaking. And then I got the report from the new doctor that was the same wording as the report from the doctor in Tennessee that I fractured my wrist. So now I had three reports saying, yes, it's fractured. But my visit here said it wasn't fractured. But now he says it is fractured. So let me tell you how confused I am. I'm very confused. However, I'm not going to worry about it because it does hurt. But it's going to get better.
I was just going to ask you, you're not wearing a brace now
No. He said only to wear the brace when I feel like I need to, if I'm doing something, I don't know what I would be doing.
Peeling potatoes,
whatever. So I decided one night to write a country song since I was in Nashville about my experience in the bathroom at the truck stop.
And you're blessed with it. So hang on.
All right. You ready? Country song. Here we go. Flew right into Nashville. Got our rental car. Had to use the potty. The truck stop wasn't far. Finished with my business. Opened the little door. The next thing that I noticed was I'm on the bathroom floor. Yes, I fell out of the bathroom stall. One sunny afternoon. Everything was going fine until I went kaboom. Yes, I fell out of the bathroom stall. Never did I think that one day I'd be laying down under a public sink. Yes, I fell out of the bathroom stall, the truck stop in Tennessee. All I really wanted was to squat and take a pee. So this is my advice to you when nature comes to call. Hold on to your seat, embrace yourself, and stay inside that stall. Yes, I fell out of the bathroom stall at the truck stop in Tennessee. Oh, everything went down, including me. Yes, everything went down, including me. Yahoo!
There you have it, folks.
And there you have it. You heard it here. You heard it here.
Applause.
If anyone would like a recording of that song, please contact us at WTBR 89.7 FM. Just contact the station and we'll be happy to get that to you on a disc for a small price of $855. Thank you very much. So there you have it.
And
that
if you're
was
still
my
with us.
Experience. So, what are you sharing with us today?
Another stay the heat thing. What have you got?
I have got fun kitchen tricks and skills for kids.
Okay.
Teaching kids tricks in the kitchen. Are educational and it shows the independent, good habits.
Okay.
So I thought we would share. Make washing fun. Turn fruit and veggie washing into a sensory game. Let them scrub apples or rinse greens, feel the textures and smell the aroma, and that teaches cleanliness and food safety. Make it fun.
Okay, now smell your tomato.
I'm trying to think of what you'd smell. A lemon?
A lemon you could smell.
A
tomato has a smell.
An orange. You can't really smell an apple until you cut it.
Right, right.
You can smell broccoli.
Cucumber.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I wish that I could go back and do these kinds of things.
With your little kids.
Yeah, I mean, we did stuff, but you don't think about it. You just want to get the job done. And the time goes by fast. Do this stuff with your kids.
Okay.
There's more. All right. Continue on, my friend.
I have dress for the part. Now, I'm hoping I can get the right paper. It's not what you think it is. Yep. It's not generally advised if you absolutely must venture outside your house during a heat wave. Make sure it's before 11 a.m. or after 3 p.m. And at this time of the day, the sun isn't as strong. And the right clothing can make all the difference. Light, loose, and breathable fabrics like think cotton and moisture wicking. Wide-brimmed hats and sunglasses. Shorts and tank tops might seem like the best fashion choices when it's hot out, but when the sun's rays hit your skin directly, they raise its temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be in the sun for hours on end, bare skin will actually make you hotter. Just one layer of clothing reduces the impact of those rays, says Aces Patanek, who studies textiles for clothing and other uses in South Africa. So he should know.
It's true. And I think you can even, can sensitive people burn through certain types of clothing if it's thin? I don't know.
I would think it would be like a mesh would probably let that happen. But
yeah.
Like I chose a blouse today that's extremely thin. But I'm not worried about it.
Today won't be as hot as it has been.
No, but it's coming up.
It is coming up. And marching in the parade, it was hot. You don't when you're preoccupied like that, you don't even realize how hot you are until you're finished. And then you are taking off your clothes and you realize your clothes are wet from, well, I got squirted too, but I mean, you're sweaty. But you don't know until it's done.
You got squirted?
Oh, I had some people who had like squirt guns, kids with squirt things, and I had a little sprayer thing. And
oh.
Yeah, and I was spraying the bodyguards and spraying me and spraying people. It was a blast. So if you all don't know what I'm talking about, it's Miss Cookie Crumple, and it was a blast. So just know that she's having more fun than anybody else. So stirring and mixing adventures, it says here.
Yes.
This is all from a website called Chef Standards. Use colorful batters or smoothies to let kids swirl spoons in bowls. So I don't really know what that means.
Swirl spoons in bowls is easy, but
use
why?
Use colorful batters or smoothies to let kids... So I'm not sure I know what that means other than if you take a colorful batter and mix it with a lighter batter, then you get the swirly effect. Remember marble cake?
Mm-hmm.
You'd swirl the chocolate through?
Yep.
Let your kids do that kind of stuff.
Cool. Applying a damp cloth to your pulse points, such as your wrists, necks, elbows, groin, behind the knees, and the tops of your feet, can help cool your body. Why not pop said cloth in the freezer for a few minutes beforehand? Yes, I know what you're laughing at.
I wouldn't do that. Not in public.
Well, of course not.
But I do know the wrist thing. Mm-hmm. And the back of the neck thing.
Mm-hmm.
My mom taught my sister and I that, and it definitely does cool your body.
Speaking of the hair, they say that people with long hair usually put it up or make a ponytail or something, and that makes great airway for the neck, but your neck is still prone to the sun, so
exposed.
Wear a collar or something of warmed. Yeah, a cool towel.
Yes, a cool towel around the back of your neck. Or for the sun thing, wear sunscreen, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm out on the lake, I'm out for hours. And I have this really great sunscreen that my doctor actually recommend. It's called ELTA. It's not cheap. But I put that on. I never burn. And if I miss a spot, like on my back or something, that spot will get red. And I say, oh, I missed it. But I...
But it's good stuff.
Really good stuff. It doesn't have a lot of the junk in it. It's not bad for your skin. And you can see that I'm light up here. And then I'm tanned. I'm not getting burned. I don't know if tanning is great anyway, but at least I'm not getting burned.
It makes you look healthier.
Oh, I don't.
Whether or not it's good for you.
Crack an egg like a pro. Show your kids how to break an egg. It's easy. They can do it. Once they get it, and they're not too young to know how to do it.
And don't hold it over the floor.
No. Guide them to tap it gently and pull it apart. The satisfying pop of a clean crack is a mini triumph for kids when they can get it right.
Go, kids.
Go, kids.
Another option is soaking your feet in cold water. Just fill a basin, bucket, or dishpan, or even a paddling pool with water. Chuck in a few ice cubes, and away you go. This can help lower your body temperature and may help reduce swelling.
Oh, yeah.
Do you swell when you sweat?
I don't sweat much, but I know that my hand, if I'm in the heat, my hands, I can feel my hands swell. Your hands are down by your sides, and you're not elevating.
Right.
So
the blood flow
is going into your hands, so I can tell. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, where it starts getting fuzzy.
Your hands get fuzzy?
Yeah.
Like fuzzy? Oh, tingly?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like an animal.
No. No.
I thought you meant an animal because that's fuzzy. But yeah, tingly. You're right. And do you ever go like this, put your hand up in the air to get the blood out?
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just remember your furry friends, speaking of that, they can overheat too. If it's too hot, give walkies a miss and make sure they have access to shade and plenty of water. You could also try a cooling body wrap, vest, or mat.
Have you seen the... portable bowls that you can get for your pets that you can travel with? It's a little portable bowl that you push it down and it gets all flat, and you pull it up and it becomes a bowl.
No.
Yeah. I saw one at the parade that someone had. I thought that was really great. She poured water in it from her water bottle for her puppy to drink out of, and then collapsed it and put it back in her backpack.
Cool.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Let kids choose recipes. Let your kids, give them a cookbook and say, pick what we're going to have for dinner tomorrow night and we'll make it. And it says that they can learn how to make chicken tenders that are healthy.
Right.
Veggie chili, cheesy broccoli bake. Encourage creativity and you'll encourage healthy eating.
I imagine a kid who gets a choice to say what's for dinner is probably going to like that a lot.
Yeah. And you have to, I think in a situation like that, if you want more control, you'd say pick one of these three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather than here's the book and all of a sudden you're looking at
smart.
Hot dogs wrapped in cheese.
Yeah.
Because as much as you want them to choose, you may not think that that's the best choice.
Or the easiest. Alternatively, if you're stuck in a stuffy office or traveling on public transport, battery-powered fans and cooling facial mists are lifesavers, as you pointed out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. years ago at one of the parades, my grandson brought a bucket of water, like those white buckets you can get paint in.
5 pound bag.
The big white pails.
Yeah.
With the wire handle on it.
Right.
And they put water in that, and he had some kind of a motor he stuck in there in a suction tube, and he had a fan on top of it, and he turned it on, and as the runners went by, he had the cool mist. It was misty blowing on them, and it was really cool because the runners kind of anticipated what he was doing and ran closer to it, and they got misted with a spray of water, very gentle. And that was really comfortable.
Well done.
Yeah, very, very comfortable. That's a do-it-yourself thing.
Okay. No central AC, no problem. Portable air conditioners or electric fans can be great for targeted relief. Tower, desk, pedestal, or box. Choose your fighter.
Choose your what?
Fighter.
Your fighter?
Anything above 95 Fahrenheit or 35 centigrade, they become less effective and may simply push warm air around. Mm. You can also keep the heat at bay with a ceiling fan. And I can tell you, I went to visit my sister, and she has a ceiling fan, and it works, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Moving that air around.
It spins counterclockwise and just pushes cooler air down.
Down. And that's something I don't know that some people know. You can adjust your ceiling fan to push the air down or suck the air up.
Yep.
And it makes a difference. It really does make a difference.
If it spins counterclockwise or clockwise, those are your choices.
Those are your choices. Those are the only two.
Like you were saying before, place a bowl of ice in front of your fan for an extra chilly breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Like that gentleman was doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or go in your basement. If you have a basement, it's cooler in your basement.
Most of the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Use measuring cups and spoons. Teach them how to use those things, even when they're just measuring out some snacks that they're going to have or just their cereal in the morning. Use a measuring cup and show them how to measure stuff out. Do this early. Have you ever seen the kids' baking or cooking championship on TV on the Food Network? Oh, my goodness. These kids come in. They're 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old. And these kids have a challenge. And they're baking. They're from scratch. They're decorating. It's crazy.
I think I'd like to see that.
It's really, really good. And these kids, I don't know where they come from, but these kids are awesome. Kids are really great.
Mommy and Daddy looked at them early.
Yeah, I think that's what you do. You start early and you see what they're, you know, interested in. Give them some options and there you go. All right. Reward and repeat.
Say it again.
Reward and repeat. Use a chore chart or a cooking tracker to celebrate each skill that they have mastered. Repeat the same recipe. Repeating the same recipe builds confidence. This is all easy. It's easy stuff to do with your kids.
It's one of the reasons I'm not a cook.
You're not?
It's another reason I own a microwave.
Yeah.
And a box that tells me how many minutes to put it in it.
In four. So you never cooked when you were little?
Yeah.
Little bit?
Yeah. Pancakes and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. So do you cook pancakes now?
No. Unless they're frozen.
And then you put them in the toaster?
Yep.
And they get crunchy?
Not crunchy, but good.
But good. We just want you to be happy.
Well, thank you.
Good. I'm glad.
Well, I'm so impressed.
I'm so good. Hey, let the kids taste the dishes and decide on the seasoning. So as you're going along, teach them how to taste. Needs a little more salt, needs a little more pepper, needs a little more garlic, needs a little more blah, 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 blah.
Pepper is fantastic. Pepper is.
You like pepper?
Yeah.
I didn't put any pepper on your egg sandwich.
You can do that.
I didn't.
Oh.
I was worried.
Oh.
Maybe there's some in the kitchen here. Hey, you guys, we have a full kitchen here at the studio.
And we're locked in.
And we're, oh, we are. We're, well, that's a whole other story. So let the kids taste and tell you what they think should go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teach them also about hand washing. Hand washing.
Sanitation.
We're not talking about the truck. Hand washing. Alrighty then. It's time for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
You like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And this is the second half of Stuff. Every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning. And I just want to do a shout out to a couple of people. Patty and Mary and Mary and Nan and Grace and Francine. And Tony.
Aw.
Yep. All those people that listen. Mitchell, I think he might tune in once in a while. And if I missed your name, I'm sorry. I feel like Miss Diana in Romper Room.
Yeah.
Did she call your name?
No.
She didn't call mine either. Well, you know, I shouldn't say that. It was a long time before she called it because I do remember when she called it. And I thought I was going to lose my mind. I think I was about six. And I just couldn't even believe it. It's like you're running around like wanting to tell somebody. You want to yell it from the mountains.
She sees me.
Miss Diane sees me. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful.
I love baby laughs.
Yeah, she liked it too. All righty then. You have a riddle.
I do.
All right. And
there's three parts to it.
Still puzzling to me.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
I am higher without a head. Number two. I have 13 hearts but no lungs or stomach. And the third one. It's kind of like, you got to get it now. Think of the color of the clouds. Next, think the color of snow. Then think of the color of a bright full moon. Now answer quickly, what do cows drink?
Okay. Got it. Hope you got it. And on we go. So I have some time-saving hacks. I'm staying on my kitchen theme today.
Okay.
Which I meant to say, I was watching a video about with this woman who was making a corn casserole, cowboy corn casserole. She said she will never peel corn on the cob without doing this. She puts the corn on the cob in the husk and all.
Yeah.
In the microwave for a minute.
Yeah.
She takes it out, she cuts off the hard end, and then she squeezes the bottom where you would start peeling.
Yeah.
And it pops out like a pimple. It does. It pops out like a pimple.
She's having so much fun with her phone.
And she said, it's amazing. It just works every time. And I don't do that. I like peeling corn. With this, you know, pull the little
She's also very strange sometimes.
Do you like peeling corn?
No.
Do you peel it?
I usually buy it already.
Peeled?
Peeled.
There are some supermarkets that have a big trash pail next to the corn on the cob if they're selling it there. And you can peel it there and put it all in the bucket.
Before you buy it.
And then you put it in the plastic bag and you buy it without the husk on it because you're paying per ear. So it doesn't matter the weight. So even though you've taken weight off of it, you don't weigh it. You pay per ear.
Okay.
And all the husk stays there.
Takes a little time.
Yeah. Hey, you gardeners out there, can you use corn husks in your garden to lay down so you don't get weeds? You know, like people put grass and people put newspaper. I wonder if you can put corn husks.
I don't see why not.
Good question. Email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And there you go.
All right. Now let's see. In your house, these are window and night cooling strategies, and I know that you can help out. To transform your home from a heat trap into an oasis, consider blackout curtains or thermal blinds. They act like a shield, blocking heat before it can build up inside. Or if you want to go the do-it-yourself route, you could always try hanging a sheet, towel, or reflective material over the outside of your window. Then once the sun goes down and the outside air cools, open the windows to let that cooler evening air in.
Hmm.
For the best effect, open windows on opposite sides of your home to create cross ventilation.
All true.
Yep.
I like my windows open. I like my shades open. I like my curtains open. And Mark and I have this battle. He closes everything in the morning because he said it'll keep the house cool. And then next thing I know, I'm opening everything. He's saying you're letting all the heat in. And it really is true. It works to keep everything shut down.
Yes.
Closed
yep.
up.
Yep.
It's just dark. It's dark. I like the light. I like the light. And now with air conditioning, we don't have to do that anymore. But I still, even if we didn't,
you'd probably do it.
Mm-hmm. Keep everything open and sweat.
I don't have air conditioning.
So how do you keep your house cool? The fan?
A fan, and keeping things dark.
It works, though.
Yeah.
And it's better than being really uncomfortably hot. How are your pets doing with the heat?
They're doing fine.
Good.
I don't let them outside when it gets too hot.
Mm-hmm. No trouble.
90 or so, they can't sit. They have to stay inside.
Yeah. I was texting our grandsons that live in Phoenix, and they showed me the weather report. Oh, my gosh. And I know we all say it's dry heat. And I've been there, and it really is not as uncomfortable. But I think when you live there and you get it's hot.
Yes.
It's really hot.
And reach into the hundreds.
112 today, 114 tomorrow, then 111, 109, 107, 104, 105.
And whereabouts are these?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
So he said, one of the boys said, most people stay in. Because that is hot, humid or not.
It's almost like being in the pandemic again.
Yeah. You just stay in. Stay inside.
Don't go out until it's night.
Stay inside. So I have a couple of things to share about cooking. Prep your ingredients first, just like on the cooking shows. Get your stuff out. Wash, chop, measure everything. Put it all on the counter. Get your olive oil out. Get your salt out. Get your flour. Get all your stuff out. Measure it all out. And it makes the cooking process, once you start, so much fun and so much easier, and you don't even have to think.
Right.
Because it's all out there. It says here, use kosher salt for cooking and sea salt for finishing dishes to enhance flavor.
Tea salt?
Sea. Sea. S-E-A. Like sea in the ocean.
Oh, sea.
Sea salt.
Okay.
I learned from a show that when you season your food after you've cooked it, all you're doing is adding salt taste. When you season your food while you're cooking it, meaning you got to taste and decide if you need more salt while it's cooking, you enhance the flavor of the food.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I never would have thought that. And they're saying use kosher salt while you're cooking, and then the sea salt on top if you have to add salt on the dish when it's completed. Don't know why there's a difference. It doesn't say,
but there is. All in all, the most important thing to do during a heat wave is to look after yourself and check in on others. If you or someone else starts to feel unwell in the heat, it could point to any of the following heat-related illness trusted source: heat stroke, heat exhaustion, heat cramps, heat rash. Recognizing early signs can prevent more serious complications. And if you see any of that, contact your doctor.
Or a friend. Somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody, yes. And have them bring you to the doctor.
Somebody.
Somebody to love. Prevent your butter from browning. You cook an egg in a fry pan.
Yeah.
Oh, put a little bit of lemon juice in the pan and your butter won't brown.
What's wrong with brown butter?
Well, I don't. I guess there may be sometimes when you don't want your butter to brown, if you don't want your eggs to get that brown look around the edges, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe okay. It's just not, it changes the taste. Because I know that you can make things and you do have to have brown butter. And I don't mean it comes out of the cow that way.
No.
No. You have to have
burnt butter.
Yes, like burnt butter. Brown butter. But I never knew you could put some lemon juice in there. Now you have to think, will lemon affect the flavor of the food that I'm cooking, and will that work well?
Yep.
Okay. Think.
Let me see here. These have already said, upgrade your windows and weather strip doors to keep heat out and cool air in. Make sure your first aid kit is updated and get trained in first aid relief. Have a plan for whenever you and your family members and pets spend time during a heat wave, homework, or school, and prepare for power outages. Check the contents of your emergency disaster kit in case of a power outage, and if you don't have one, make one.
And I think you can get that list online.
Yeah, easily enough.
Tell you. Yep. And I think you can also, if you don't want to gather all of the items, you can order one of those kits on Amazon or another website of your choice.
Yep.
Or maybe find one in a store that has it all in there.
Yep.
But gosh, we don't have long power outages anymore.
Doesn't seem to.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to last.
No, I had one the other night. It was right after a big storm, so I was a little confused because there was no rain and there was no lightning and there was no thunder and there was no wind. But my power went out and it came back on and then it went out. This is within, you know, no longer than a minute.
Wow.
They would go out and come back in. It did that about four times. So you wonder, you know, what caused that. But then I think, gosh, I remember as a kid, I remember one time we lost power for a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah.
During a big October snowstorm that we had.
Yep.
But it was a little bit on the fun side.
Well, I don't know. I was still in the covers of the bed. Over my head. Why not?
Okay. Let's see.
A home generator is the safest and most reliable solution.
Yes.
Power outages are common during heat waves because the need for AC puts too much pressure on the power grids. A standby generator, however, automatically keeps it running, the lights on, food and medicine from spoiling, and medical devices operating.
Yes. Many people who live out, not really off the grid, but you know what I mean, or in an area that's kind of out.
Yep.
Like Monterey, you know, you've got Otis, you've got Windsor, all these towns that I'll bet many of them have generators because power goes out there. Maybe they won't get it back as soon as we would. And that's a real comfort to know you have that generator.
Yeah. Especially in the winter.
Especially in a hospital. Right in the middle of surgery. Hospitals have generators.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. Oh, my gosh.
Did you know that green spaces have consistently cooler temperatures than areas without plants?
Why is that?
Because the trees provide shade. And plants release moisture from their leaves.
So you want to be in the forest.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Like that.
It does make sense. It's amazing how the animals, I was thinking about this yesterday, because we have bears in Lee around our church, and you just, with all that fur, it's hot out. It's amazing that they keep cool.
Actually, keep their feet clean.
What keeps their feet clean?
They keep their feet clean.
With what? Licking?
Yeah. Because that's where they where a dog will pant is not because he's over sweating, is the feet.
The feet?
Yeah.
So the feet sweat?
Yeah.
And the bears keep their feet clean so they'll be able to sweat? Is that true?
That's the way that people think when they see a dog panting that they're sweating because of the panting because of the sweat, but they're not. That's it's just the way they're breathing. It's a feat of the animal.
The feet keep them cool.
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yep.
Is that why in bed at night I stick my feet out from underneath the covers?
Probably.
Oh my gosh. What? What?
You didn't know that.
No, I learned something new today. Not at all.
Okay.
Now I understand why, because that works. If you're hot in bed, put your feet out.
Yeah.
Just stick them out the sides, and it works.
It does.
Cool.
Works rather quickly as well. If you do start to overheat, it's important to bring your body temperature down. And a tasty way to do that is to enjoy a slushie.
Mm.
Or ice slurries, as scientists call them. They aren't simply cold drinks. These kinds of beverages contain lots of tiny ice crystals, sort of like dunking a snow cone in your drink. Even better, slurries help cool the brain.
What about brain freeze? You drink that slurry, that frosty, that icy too fast. Do you get brain freeze?
I do every once in a while, but it doesn't last very long.
Someone said if you get brain freeze, you stick your tongue hard against the roof of your mouth and it will subside.
Huh.
And I don't get brain freeze. I get throat freeze.
Yeah, that's a
my
different thing.
My esophagus feels like it's so painful. It's so painful. I feel like I don't even know how to explain it.
It's bad enough.
Have you ever had that?
No.
Oh, if you drink a slushy or something like that that's cold and you drink it fast.
When it goes down?
Right down in your esophagus. It feels like you're having a heart attack.
If I eat something really, really hot,
Same thing.
Feel it go down. Yeah, but not
no
cold.
Pain.
No pain.
Just I get pain. Hey, does anybody else get pain in their esophagus when they drink? Let us know. Email us.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
What do you want to know? Esophagus freeze or brain freeze? So maybe we should call esophagus freeze E-freeze. E-freeze or B-freeze?
There you go.
All right.
And you have?
Disinfect your wooden cutting board. So you know when the wooden cutting board's got like the chop?
No, yes.
Pun intended. But
right.
Don't use them. Don't use them. They're bad. They're bad. And then the plastic came in. And
yeah.
All the restaurants moved to plastic cutting boards.
Yeah.
And then they found out that cutting on the plastic was cutting little shards of plastic.
Into the food. Ooh.
So now they're back to using wooden cutting boards because wood is natural. But cleaning it. You have to clean it. Because in the little cracks in the wood, bacteria can grow and mold can grow where you've cut.
Right.
So with all that said, disinfect wooden cutting boards by scrubbing with coarse salt and a half of a lemon, then rinse and air dry upright. I've also used baking soda and salt and lemon and scrub your cutting board.
Must make it smell good.
I guess it would. And it's nice and clean. Nice and clean. Oh, that's baby Mima.
Okay, what else you got?
Did you want to talk to her?
No.
Okay. When I was on vacation, the people that were in our car with us, I was telling them about baby Mima. And I said, you want to hear what my grandkids do when baby Mima calls? So I called one of my grandsons. And I said, hey, Ty, how you doing, honey? He said, good, Mima, how you doing? I said, good. He said, oh, there's somebody here that wants to talk to you.
Hello, Tyler. I love you.
Click. Oh, no. I called my son and did the same thing. Click.
I'm a nice girl.
I'll bet you I know how many times they've heard that.
Clean stainless steel appliances with vinegar water solution. Wipe with a microfiber cloth and finish with olive oil for a shine. It sounds like a salad.
It does. Well, the lemon thing and the salt sounded like a drink.
It did. Just buy the stainless steel cleaner spray. Just buy the spray.
Oh. Oh, God. Have a friend blow on you.
Oh, yes. That could be really, 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 really bad. That could be. I don't think I would want my friend to blow on me. Gross.
No.
What? If you were hot, would you let me blow on your face?
No.
See? I don't think I would want anyone to blow. Well, if you were hyperventilating or something bad like that, would you want me to blow on your face?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I will apologize
or
ahead
use
of
a
time.
Fan.
I'll apologize ahead of time if I spit on you. Or if you catch a cold.
They do have those paper fans you can wave, and they do help.
They do help. How many times have you been to an event and people have the
papers,
the
yep.
program, and they're, and it helps.
It does.
I had a guy next to me at a show I didn't even know said, would you wave that toward me too? Sure I will. Remove garlic odor from your hands. You've heard this.
Yeah, but how?
Rub it on stainless steel surfaces like your sink or your faucet. Rub your hands on your faucet and the garlic odor is supposed to go away.
Huh.
Yeah. I've heard of this before. These are all different websites. Family Cookbook Project, Empower Me Magazine. These ideas that we've heard before, but frankly, I forget to do them. I forget about the stainless steel thing.
I gotta write it down.
I will rub in with soap and everything, and then an hour later, I'll still have it on my hands. I don't remember the... I think you can buy a bar of quote-unquote soap that's made of stainless steel that you can put on your sink if you cook a lot with garlic, I guess, and use that. I think you want to have that if you cook a lot with garlic.
I have a lot of hand sanitizer.
Does that work?
Does for me.
All right. Well, there you go. And you can peel your garlic quickly. Ah, put it in the microwave for 20 to 30 seconds and the skin pops right off.
Cool. That's something to remember.
I like that. And, oh, I just found the one about the corn. Shuck your corn effortlessly in the microwave, 30 to 60 seconds, and then it will just slide off.
Or it'll pop like a pimple.
It'll pop like a pimple.
Well, guess what?
What?
I think we're out of time.
All right. I have two answers that I think one is right, and I'm not sure about the other.
Okay.
All right.
Number one.
All right.
I am higher without a head.
Beer.
No. Oh, but that's a good one. If they're not, the beer isn't any fuller without the head.
Oh, okay.
A pillow.
Oh, gee. Oh.
I have 13 hearts, but no lungs or stomach.
No idea.
A deck of cards.
Oh. Just as you said the D, I thought of cards. Just as you were saying it.
Okay.
Oh, there's hope for me yet.
And the color of the clouds, and the color of snow, and the color of a bright full moon. What do cows drink?
Water.
But what do you think?
Milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first thing that came to my head, but then I knew there was a trick. Water. That's one you have to say to someone and have them say it to you verbally immediately.
Yeah.
They don't have to, you can't give them time. You can't give them time. Thank you for joining us.
Come back next time. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.